CDB. CDB.
NAWROW8ZD. W8ZD, NAWRO. Good morning, Wally.
Yeah, did you catch all the, what's going on the,
7.2? I sure did. I got video on one side, and we've got audio on the other side. Very good idea.
Okay. I know that you monitor a lot. I just want to make sure we're in the know, and they can't hear us. So if somebody does talk on it, Sean's got that part turned off, which is great.
Yeah, there's no reason why we couldn't just slide over to FBI or, in some cases, statewide one. Yeah, it works out fine. Nothing's happening today, holiday, and it's a good event, like that training thing. Yeah, you know, Fred had that bike-a-thon going on a while back, and that was real interesting. I enjoyed watching that.
Okay, very good, sir. I'm going to eat my McDonald's healthy food. I'll check you a little bit later. WAVD.
Thanks, Wally. And AWRO.
What's that?
Give me an SWR. WDAKLL.
KRUH. WSJZ 472.
On microphone, ABFI.
Oh, good morning. I was just wondering how I'm coming into the repeater there. I'm new to the GRMS. I am an amateur radio operator, and I was just seeing how it was going.
Do you have a ham call sign?
I do. It's Kilo Charlie 8, Juliet Kilo Bravo, located in Grand Blanc. The name is Phil.
I didn't catch that last one.
It is Kilo Charlie 8, Juliet Kilo Bravo. My name is Phil, and I'm located in Grand Blanc. And I was just wondering how I was getting into the repeater.
Sound fine in the Holly machine or the Flint machine?
The Flint machine. The,
Yeah,
it's Holly. Yeah, looks like somebody said you were on the Holly machine, but, yeah, it should be good there.
Okay, you know, I looked on the GMRS, and the Holly machine didn't come up for the GRMS repeater.
Why do you keep talking about GMRS on ham radio?
Oh, I am sorry. I am on the wrong frequency. I just programmed the Flint GMRS, and... I didn't change it back to that location. I am really sorry.
All right, no big deal. You might want to turn off that automatic identifier at the tail end of your transmission. It's kind of frowned upon and annoying on both systems.
I will. You know, I didn't even know it was on there. I just programmed this frequency. I apologize. Thank you very much, and this is KCHJKB. I'll be clear.
It's no big deal. Just letting you know. And welcome. So KCHJKB. And good morning, Lance. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, they're just getting waking up. Getting the day started. But, yeah. heard a GMRS call sign on ham. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, everybody gets a mulligan, right? All right. Anyhow, I heard you there, and I was watching the dashboard, and I saw you was on the Holly machine, so I thought I'd jump in and correct that. Anywho, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. Still kind of monkeying around a little bit with the new MacBook. It's kind of been mostly what I've been doing when I've got spare few here and there. Got nothing really cooking yet. All right, we'll catch you. AB8Y from W8FU. Oh, bridge walk must be ending. Looks like the last of the people are coming off the bridge.
WDAKLO.
WDAKLLKFADRC.
Well, good morning, Jack. You finally get out of bed today.
I just got out of the bed about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all right. Labor Day. Day of relaxation.
Yeah, relaxation from the brew crew.
No, they had that today.
Oh, they don't. They said they don't, so I don't know.
Yeah, we're just going to hang out today and eat leftovers, I guess.
I got to go over to the family, so one of my sister just invited us over, so we're going to go there and hang around with them for a little bit and come home.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Well, enjoy the day, Jack. We'll be out here listening. I was wondering where you're at this morning. I texted you and called you. I don't know if we're linked up on the other side or not, but that was Flint's been down.
I don't know if we're linked up or not. Last night I know it was linked, so I don't know after that what happened.
Well, yesterday Flint was just constantly keying and unkeying, and I could hear you and conversation on Mayville, but nothing on Flint, but seems to be working today.
You don't know if Flint the repeater is working or not?
No, it is working. I talked to Jimmy, a local guy. He's just here in Burton, but I talked to him. Other than that, that's it.
Yeah, on the GMRS, right?
Yeah, yep, Roger. Figured we'd hear some bridge walkers over there bouncing off the Sheboygan repeater, but I didn't hear anybody.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know either. I don't know if that Flint repeater and the GMRS are working or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I called out for Bob to see if he was around, but there's no answer. All right, Jack, we'll chat at you later. Have a safe day. Enjoy the day, and we'll chat with you later. WDAKLL, I'll be clear after yours.
By the way, that they extended that trailer cell on 5th and 7th. So I might come up on the 6th.
The 6th, that's, you're talking about this weekend then, this coming weekend, Saturday.
This coming weekend in Birch Run. And tomorrow, there's a coin sale there in the front. I don't know if I'll be able to go or not, but I'll try to find out where is that is tonight.
Yeah, let me know what you're talking about there, because I got a bunch of coins I need to get rid of.
They got some jewelry and they got some watches, and they want to auction them tomorrow. So I don't know. I got to find out tonight where that is. I seen it a couple of days ago, and I said, I don't know if I'd be able to go or not.
You say it's in Grand Blanc?
I don't know. It could be Flint.
Okay. Yeah, well, let me know what you're talking about there.
I'm on my destination. Take care. KFADRC.
WDA. WD8KLO.
WD8KLL KFATIC.
WD8KLL, Jack.
Heard from Dave, that flushing guy?
No, I haven't heard from him in a while, actually.
No, I haven't heard him either way, GMRS or Hamside. I don't know about that guy. I guess he's going to buy a radio like yours.
Yeah, that's the last time I talked to him or heard him out here was he was thinking about buying that 991A.
Yeah, I guess so. Never heard from him at all. I don't know why he probably don't have time. He probably working.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Things been pretty quiet lately.
You know what? Last night it was quiet too on 40 and also 20. But how, you know, a couple of people out there, that's all was it.
Yeah, I'm messing around with that World Radio League app that I showed you. They somehow screwed my account up and lost all my contacts.
And it squared away yet or not yet?
No, I'm messing around with their administrator and trying to get my account back up. But, yeah, I had like over 400 contacts, like 63 countries, and they're all wiped out.
How did you do that? From a QRL and go back on the QRZ.
Yeah, I can actually import it back and forth. I'll figure it out. But, it's actually not the QRZ. It's the World Radio League that I'm talking about. But pretty sure I can recover it somehow.
Well, I believe that QRZ storage all that stuff you put in, even if you transfer it.
Yeah, I still have my QRZ account. Everything's there, but the World Radio League is the one I'm messing around with. Anyways, we'll get her straightened out.
We'll talk a little bit later. KFATIC.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you later. I think I'm going to go out and mow the yard real quick.
KFATRC, this is KFA,
CSK. KFATRC, go ahead. Your audio is a little bit low.
Jack, hi, phone, how you doing? You got me any better now?
It's a lot better because, I don't know, maybe because I'm driving 75 miles an hour, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe my signal can't catch you. You're going so fast. Hi, hi.
It could be. It could be anything.
So what have you been up to? I hope all is well. KFA-DRC, this is KFA-CFK. You still there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to see how you were doing and what you've been up to.
I've been busy in backyard cleanup and all that, and getting these snow blowers ready, but they're not ready yet, halfway ready. And I have about, you got all the 3-4 houses I got, and they all got snow blowers, so they all bring them over from the summer because they don't want to use the garage for the snowblowers. So I get them all, clean them up, and oil change and all that stuff, get it ready for the winter, and I'm busy with that one. Very busy, because two of them, they're not working right, so that's why. How about you?
Yeah, about the same. Not even thinking about snow yet. Just working and hanging out at the house. That's about it. Been dabbling a little bit on the digital side of things. D-Star DMR. How about you? Any new ventures?
Yeah, I've been on the GMRS, but I don't know, for the past week, we haven't got nobody from Ohio. But a couple of days ago, it was during the morning, the band was open. But really, at night, nothing.
I noticed last week, everything seemed to be exceptionally quiet. The morning crew that I normally talk to, nobody was there. Except for one day, I talked to Joe one day. And the rest of the mornings, nothing. Didn't hear anything. I didn't listen to GMRS, so I couldn't speak to that. But 2 meters, 77 meter was very quiet. So I figured maybe it was the last week before the kids go to school, people are on vacation, or just chilling out. So we'll see if it picks up this week. Back to you.
I know what you're saying. I said that 10 is very dead. I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard. I mean, I've been going on it every day in the morning, in the evening, nothing going on. 20 meter, you know, a few people out there, even the 40, a few people out there too. I don't know what's happening. So, today, this morning, I was on them, nothing going on. Nothing at all. People probably on vacation, and they're just coming back from vacation. They got to go to work, and they got to get ready for all that stuff, I guess. I don't know how that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how that works. Sometimes you get a bunch of people, sometimes you don't get nothing.
Yep, that is the case. But, hey, I'll let you go. It was good talking to you. And catch you around. I hear you every once in a while, but usually it's when I'm too far out for the repeater to connect. So just sitting in the shack today, heard you up. I'm going to give you a shout out. So you have a good holiday. We'll talk to you down the road. KF8, CSK, clear on your final. 73.
Good to hear you and good talking to you out there. You take care. Have a good holiday.
WACPT.
WACPT, NAWRO, Tim up in Richmond. How you doing?
Howdy, Tim. Happy Labor Day. I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah, very good. I'm really enjoying this nicer weather we're having. I was done with that heat we had this summer. Of course, when winter comes, we'll be complaining the other way, I suppose.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm with you. It's like the perfect temperature. Yeah, I'm a little worried about the winter, man. I know it's an old wives' tale, but they say when there's a ton of acorns, it's going to be a bad winter. Probably on our way south appearing, so I'm thinking we're going to have a...
I got most of that, and I never heard of the acorn thing before. Maybe I did, I guess. And I don't have any around here, so I couldn't be the couldn't observe that. But yeah, you're dropping out just a little bit, but otherwise than that, still a good signal.
Yeah, I'm using HD on my front porch. It's only 6 miles, though. You think I'd be looking pretty good, but the direction could be the ridge line in between. And also maybe the houses across the street. I'd have it right in the right spot, I guess, to hit it with an AC.
Well, that one was good. I'm checking the dashboard right now. That one was good and readable. And hey, if you got a minute, I just programmed a newer radio. What's good in St. Clair? We were on that one last time. What's a good one we could QSY to? Can you hit any from where you're at with an HT?
Well, we can try. There's KACD, KSCC, and then AA8K, I think. They were just doing a siren test on the AA8K, and I could not make it in, but I could hear that one.
All righty, let me pull my little code plug out here. I've got one is, they call it Alpha 3. 186.2. That's the one at the airport. Is that the one you were talking about?
I think that's AAK. I believe. I don't know if I'm using the sign right, but yeah, I think it's that one. They were just doing a siren test, and I could hear net control and a couple of the other people. So I can see if I can hear you on that one, if you want. I can see you on that one.
All right, I'll QSY over there, make sure it's not in use. And then if anything goes wrong, we can just come back here.
All right, yeah, I'm pretty sure they ended the net. And then I flipped over here, so I'm doing it over there. I don't think you're going to hear me, but I'll let you know if I can hear you, and then I'll come back here. So I'm heading over there now. I'll see you there and then back here.
Understood. QSY and AWRO.
KCU, ESU, Charlie
WACPT.
Well, I did throw my call out. Did you hear anything?
KEAWUO.
Hey, John. You're in here with Tim as well. Yeah, Captain Don, go ahead. Did you hear anything on the St. Clair one?
Howdy, John. This is WCPT. I did hear a good chunk. That was it. I didn't hear any call signs.
Well, I appreciate the try. Yeah, programming a new radio. Maybe I got it wrong. I'll follow up on that with Aaron or Riley in another time. John, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. I hear you're meeting up with Dave sometime today.
Yeah, it's just a phone call probably. And I apologize. I keyed up and threw out my call sign, and apparently the volume was fairly low, so if there was a QSO going on, I definitely did not mean to interrupt. So apologize for that.
Go ahead, Don. No interruption. Go ahead, Don.
Yep, definitely no problem at all. I was listening on a siren test, but I couldn't hit the repeater. Riley was saying he heard a big chunk. That was me. I don't know if you were participating or not. But I've been at my house, and I didn't hear any sirens at all. So I was just going to chime in and let them know that my house is a deaf area. Anyway, other than that, just enjoying the day. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I should kind of mark that down when they do their siren test. I'd like to get over it. He's been sharing our WinLink. John knows this. He shares their WinLink gateway over there because ours isn't up and running yet, and I can hit it from Richmond pretty good. So I should probably, get in there for those siren tests just to test out the new radio, try to make sure I got all the PLs right and all that. And then, John, I'm working on a document for you. Dave says go ahead and send the scoring for the set to you so you can get a chance to take a look at it. So I'll send that over by Discord maybe later today. Go ahead, John.
Very cool. I look forward to checking that out. I'm heading into work to kind of look at a few documents myself and do a little bit of work and a little bit of ARCS stuff and a few things that I really want to knock off the list. I'm working on the textbook thing. I wanted to make that a fillable form just so that it's a little easier to do it digitally and kind of turn into a little bit of a beat and a lot of feel. But I'm getting close, so I'm looking forward to getting that wrapped up and tidied up, and I definitely look forward to seeing that spreadsheet that you're working on as well. So. Sounds like fun.
Don, I think you're next if you're still there with us.
All right, I walked away from the radio for a second. Got back and it was quiet and I was like, oh, is it my turn? but I didn't know that siren test was going on, or I would have tried to drive through one that needed to be checked. But I kind of wanted to see if I could hear anything at my house too, and I can't, so... Definitely got to continue watching the phone notifications and get on the net or try to get the weather radio working. It stopped working a couple weeks ago and I'm bugged because I didn't want it to start going off when I wasn't home. But when it gets back to John, I are you the one that sent the email about the fox hunt when it gets back to you? Go ahead and comment on that. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, John is the fox hunt designer, but he'll speak more to that. And also, if I put two and two together here, Captain Don is a charter boat captain, and John is a diver. So you guys got something in common. Maybe you guys could get together so, John, you don't have to rent a boat. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I really like the sound of that one. I did send out the email about the fox and kind of a fun little project I took on. I got the idea from the guys at Land Cruise North, which I don't know if you know, but those guys do the Macomb County siren test. So if you ever want to get involved in the Macomb County side, those guys are always looking for volunteers. So it's kind of fun. I've done it a few times. It's hard to do it in the summer, but I do a few of them in the winter. But yeah, that's the fox hunt stuff was something I was working on. So it should be interesting.
interesting. Looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, I was down at my parents a lot until recently, and they're in Sterling Heights, so I didn't get involved in it, and I should have, but the siren that was right by their house literally had somebody watching it already, so. But yeah, that fox hunt, it sounded like you were just going to hide something in the park, and everybody's like going to start from the parking lot at the park or something. I do know that they're, I got one friend in Minnesota that's big on them fox hunts, and they'll literally put a transmitter, like, let's say we put it at Columbus County Park, but we all start out at the airport, let's say, and then they do something like that, where you got to figure out the location, like the park that it's in, and then you fine-tune and find it in that actual park once you get there, so there's definitely some opportunities for some fun little fox hunts, I think, and I was surprised this area doesn't do it at all, so I was kind of good to see that you got that started. I'm definitely going to try to participate.
Well, John, now that you got the equipment, you know, it's going to be nice for the group. But you mentioned, yeah, we're just doing it at the picnic for ARP's picnic coming up on the 6th, but it's a smaller area, so in theory it should be a lot easier. But you said you buried that in Stony Creek, and you got a signal on the opposite side of Stony Creek, so go ahead and talk about that.
Okay, well, so Stony Creek seems to be about the perfect size, because basically it uses two biofang radios to transmit, and you can pick it up on the other side of the park, but it is a little broken. And so that's where, like, I guess, like, the guy comes and helps. But you can still hear it. You can hear it enough to direction find it. And so it should be perfect for that park. And it's 10 watts, 8 watts, somewhere in there. So it's about as high as I plan to get it. But I wouldn't mind getting something a little bit more powerful, but I'll have to figure out how to do that so that you could, like, you know, spend a little bit more time. But I think 8 watts is really what you want, it's a lot of fun. I basically planned to, I think the best way to do it with, like, because not everybody in our group especially has all the fox hunting stuff, and so I basically figured we would just give people the loop antennas and a Yagi and, you know, send them out and basically time them, how long it takes them to find it. And then we would just see whoever found it in the least amount of time would, you know, determine who won. And then everyone can participate even if they don't have the, you know, the necessary elements to do it. So that was kind of my plan. But I don't know. I'm definitely open up to other ideas and other suggestions. And so, yeah, I don't know. Over to you, Tim, and let me know what you think.
Well, that sounds good to me. As far as I'm concerned, that's a bonus, because I was just thinking we're going to do, like, you know, burgers and dogs and jibber-jabber for a little bit, talk about stuff, which is going to be fun. I enjoy doing that. But you're adding an extra activity to it. I think it's probably going to be more of a smaller area there, so we really shouldn't have any problem finding it. But then again, that would actually be my first fox hunt, so I better not say that. I'm going to jinx myself. Over to Don.
How we can expand it, because that'd be definitely a fun thing.
I'm sorry, I probably doubled with you there, Don. I'm going to send it back over to John.
I sort of planned to hide the fox not near where we were doing the picnic, so that people actually had to, you know, kind of get in their cars and drive around and get a new bearing. And but if it makes more sense to keep it in that, you know, 200, 300 foot proximity, that might not be a horrible idea also. So I don't know. I, that's, I, I, didn't really think of it that way, but now that you're mentioning it, maybe that would be a good idea. I'll kind of run it by Dave and the group and see what everybody thinks. But yeah, I would definitely love to do more one of these days. So me to find, because lately I've been I take a break and I stash it somewhere where I know where it is, and I just try to find it. Just try to get familiar with, you know, the technique and the equipment, because I do find that there's a bit of a wide range when it comes to my Yagi allows it to. It's not as simple, but I try to start that section. And that gets me close. It gets me close enough, and then once I start using the loop, then that really the loop in there, and do a little better job of directing finding it. So it's pretty cool. I definitely look forward to doing it, and look forward to, you know, meeting people that want to do it, because I didn't get. I didn't get the impression that everybody was super interested in it. So I'm glad to hear some feedback in that regard.
Go ahead, Don, if we still got you in AWRO. Well, perhaps not. All right, John, sounds good. No, you do whatever you feel like. This is not my area. I think maybe between you and Dave, just, you know, you're kind of donating your time in that. So just however it works, it's a bonus. So I think it would be great. I just don't remember how Metro Beach is laid out. It's been a long time since I've been there. So, but it sounds good. I think I'm going to get back to this document so I can send it out. Appreciate the QSO. This is NAWRO after you.
All right, well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate your time and the quick little QSO here. You guys have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. KEAWUO.
KCACFU, Traverse City, Michigan. Thank you. Lake in Dubuque, up by Traverse City, on an ATMR receiver.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that other private pizza joint, they are good. I forgot to tell you about that one. Did you sit down inside, or did you just pick something up to go? I've got no financial benefit here, but when you get a chance, try the Hamlin Pub. My nephew manages it. Brother Alon owns it. Yeah, I forgot. It's Labor Day. I'm surprised Tivoli's is open.
This is KFA-UCQ. I heard someone mention something about the Hamlin Pub. I was there a day or two ago, and it was great.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. They are good. They got good food. I don't like the crowds later in the evening, and the prices are, you know, they're not cheap. But nevertheless, the food is good. NAWRO Richmond. All right, sounds good, Wally. We got to set up a simplex one that we go to simplex. But for now, talk to you later. NAWRO clear.
All right, back on the repeater. Talk to you later. I'll be here, beauty.
Hey, C8LP.